This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are traveling for the holidays, but Mother Nature is too. A storm that pounded California's coast is bringing showers and thunderstorms to parts of Southern California and into Arizona. But it's not stopping holiday travelers on the road or in the air.
The FAA says it is creating more air traffic routes, especially along the East Coast, to help keep planes moving over the holidays. But weather could be a factor. People driving will find gas cheaper than last Christmas. Saturday is expected to be the busiest day on the roads. I'm Ed Donahue.
We're learning this morning that three foreign nationals were among the wounded when a student opened fire at a university in Prague in the Czech Republic, killing 14 people. Police are not providing any details yet about the victims or a possible motive. The gunman also died yesterday. More than 20,000 Palestinians have now been killed in the war between Israel and Hamas. That's according to health officials in the Gaza Strip, which is run by Hamas. And there's more.
A UN report warns more than 500,000 people are starving in Gaza as a result of the Israel-Hamas war.
One in every four people is starving in Gaza as we speak.
The World Food Program's Arif Hussein blames the hunger on insufficient food shipments into the Gaza Strip.
It is a situation where pretty much everybody in Gaza is hungry.
And if the war continues at its current intensity,
I've never seen something at this scale as is happening in Gaza and at this speed.
The population could face a full-fledged famine within the next 6 months. I'm Ben Thomas.
A robot is helping some older Americans fight off loneliness. LEQ is a tabletop device that uses AI to talk to owners. This is AP News. Now to Santa.
The military command that protects North American airspace is again ready to welcome an old friend this year who might be using new technology. For the 68th year, NORAD will track Santa using radars, sensors, fighter jets.
The same technology we use every single day to keep North America safe to track Santa on December 24th.
Colonel Elizabeth Mathias says he might have some secrets up his red sleeve.
I don't know yet if he's using AI. I'll be curious if our assessment of his flight this year shows us some advanced capabilities.
Starting Sunday, Mathias says kids can watch Santa's travels via NORADSanta.org's Santa cams and track him via social media platforms, Alexa and elsewhere. Or they can call 1-877-HI-NORAD for updates from its Colorado headquarters. I'm Sagar Meghani.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.